And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Oh, good morning. We hear you loud and clear.
How are you?
I am fine. It's good to be back.
It's welcome back.
Thank you.
And it's good to be back on air.
Yeah. Radio is always fun.
Yeah.
So, Parshat HaShavua, Parshat Ekev.
Parshat Ekev is a beautiful Torah portion. It basically continues. Moses continues his closing address. You know, if you go look at the fifth book of the Torah, which is the Parshat Devarim, which is what we're reading now, is basically Moses continues his closing address to the children of Israel, promising them that if they will fulfill the commandments of the Torah, they will prosper in the land that they are about to conquer and settle in keeping with God's promise to their forefathers. In other words, referring to the land that they were going to be going into Israel. Also, Moses rebuked them for their worship of the golden calf, of the Korach, of the spies, and so on and so forth. And 40 years in the desert, Moses said to the people, during which God sustained them with manna from heaven, was to teach them that man does not live on bread alone, but by the utterance of God's mouth does man live. In other words, things that happen come from God. And then Moses goes on to further explain this historic portion, that we're about to enter the land that is in the milk of honey, based on the seven fruits of Israel. And at the last part, he talks about that one of the most important prayers in that we pray every day is the Shema, is the Hear, O Israel, God is one, God is our Lord.
Yes.
Now, there's a story told of a group of mountain climbers who had their hearts set on reaching the peak of a very tall mountain. And they trained, obviously, for years, practicing in harsh climates, scaling smaller mountains. And one day they thought that they were finally ready. They were supplied with the essentials, and filled with excitement, they set out for their long climb. Now, after many difficult days, the group finally reached the summit. Their satisfaction was complete. They had achieved their great goal, realizing a dream of years. Suddenly, to their shock, they sighted a young boy sitting comfortably on a rock. Here they had trained for years to scale the mountain. How he had gotten there, they have no clue. In response to their question, the boy said, and he simply stated, I was born here. Now imagine you were that child, we were that child, fortunate enough to be given what others needed to labor very much to accomplish. How would we feel? Would we be grateful? Would we take it for granted? Would we feel superior to others? You know, how would we feel if in life we were granted something that we didn't have to work for? We didn't have to achieve and work so hard. What the Torah teaches us is that we are that boy. Each is born with unique talents and capabilities which enables us to reach heights that remain out of reach for others. Every one of us is born at the top of some mountain, whether it be intellect, physical strength, whether it be creativity, or anything else. It is easy to feel that we own our own achievements. We pride ourselves on a job well done. We consider ourselves deserving of the profits of our labor. And we look and we say, charity? It's my money. Gratitude? For what? It's all my work. It's all about me. It's what I've achieved. It's what I've got to this sort of platform. So in Devarim, in this week's Torah portion, Moses is telling us not to fall into the trap of entitlement. When we start thinking that my strength and the might of my hands made me all this wealth, we are to remember that our strength was, after all, given to us by God.
Yeah.
Yes, we may work hard, and for that we deserve recognition. No one's going to take that away. But let us not forget that we received a head start. We may have a great deal, but with only because we received the lead.
We got a good start.
That's right. We were born at the top of the mountain. Our efforts really build upon the talents and capabilities we were given. So this week's storyboard, you know, people think this, well, I'm entitled to this, and I should be given this, and should be given that, and gratitude should be here, whatever it may be. Yes, you know, Huey Lon was born on a certain mountain that you've got this capability that I do not have. And I was born on a different mountain that I was given a head start to other capabilities that you might not have. That everything, every single person, God has given everyone their capabilities and whatever they needed to get that head start in life. Now, for me to say, well, it's all about me, and because of me, that's it. Yes, I worked hard to get it. But how did I get to that stage to even work hard on to build on something? Because obviously it was given to us by God. And that's what Moses was trying to tell the Jews, is that, you know, you're going to be going into the land of Israel. You're going to be conquering. You're going to fulfill. You're going to get what you deserve. It's going to be with hard work. You know, they have to overcome, there's 10 nations that they have to, overcome them before they got into the land.
And, yeah.
But God was giving them the extra pedestal, saying, here, I'm putting you on this platform. You're going to get it. You deserve it. This is the land that I am giving to you. Work hard at it. But remember, where did it come from? How did you get it? And that's the exact same thing in our life. How did we become, just for an example, how did we become wealthy? How did we become comfortable? Yes, we built on something. We might have been in the right place at the right time. We might have had an investment from our parents. Whatever it is, we were given that head start. But we as a person was only given that head start. The other person was not. And the other person gets another, whatever it may be. So we have that ability to build on what we're given. And that's what Moses is teaching us, this very fundamental part in our day-to-day life.
So God gives us the head start, the tools, and the rest is up to us.
Exactly. God gives us the ability. God is not going to spoon feed you and say, okay, Elon, you must do this. Go do that. Go here. He says, Elon, this is what I'm giving you. Now run with it. Go do whatever you want to make out of it. You can make it into something huge. You can decide not to do anything with it. Then you lose out. But God gives us always the ability to become better, become stronger, and build on what God has given us.
That's nice. And Rabbi, what about services in congregation?
Services we have
in Shari Shamayim, sorry.
We have services 7 o'clock Friday evening, 9:30 Saturday morning, Shabbat, followed by Kiddush. We have then also services Sunday morning, followed by breakfast at 8:15 at the Shar Shemaim, and Monday and Thursday at the Parish House of the Community Minyan at 7:50
a.m. And students, when are the students coming?
Students, you know, it's amazing. You know, we're doing our welcome back barbecue, which we always do for students, meet and greet, and so on and so forth. I just put on the Facebook group yesterday, and we've had a response already of 15 students, 17 students actually, that are already coming to the barbecue. I mean, there's a lot of new students coming in this year, first years obviously, and it's going to be very good. You know, they're coming in, they're ready to have a wonderful year, they're ready to hopefully have no issues and continue doing whatever has to be done. So God willing, we'll see what happens.
And they have a warm community that is waiting for them.
Exactly. So I think they're going to be in good hands.
Good. So Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too, thank you.
And God willing, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, next week I probably will be in Toronto. But if you have a big alumni event for all the students that have were with us from the first day we were here. That's about 6 years ago, so we have a big alumni event, but I plan on hopefully we'll
do it
by phone from there.
That's what we'll do.
Technology is great these days.
Technology is working. Thank you again.
Be well. Have a good Shabbat.
You too. Shabbat. Bye-bye. Shalom.